Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, I'm glad you did that. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're always welcome. If you've been listening already, thank you for hanging out, for continuing to hang out with us. And you know what we think about you now. We think that's a sign of high intelligence, those of you who not only join us, but you continue to stay with us. And you're going to be glad you did, because Ruth King is our guest this half hour. She's our good friend, the CEO of BusinessTVChannel.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and many other things that she's created. She's an incredible entrepreneur, a very successful lady, and I was fortunate enough to see her again this week when she came out here to Denver to make a presentation to the Small Business Development Centers, the conference that I'm at right now. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
I'm glad to have you here, but I thought you were going to be here in person.
No, I ended up doing my presentation yesterday and getting on an airplane and coming home. I got home
about
11 last night.
You didn't want to have to get up. Yeah, I know. You didn't want to have to get up early. Hey Ruth, tell the audience about what you did out here at the ASBDC.
I did a talk on the 15 critical survival strategies for entrepreneurs. And all of us who have started businesses and those who are successful at business actually have about 15 traits in common and things that are really critical survival strategies, because when the tough times come, and they always do come, getting through them is critical for success. And these are some of the strategies that can help you get through it.
Well, you and I probably talked about some of those, but one of these days I want you to come back and let's go through some of those.
Okay.
But I want to. What do you think about the SBDCs?
I think they're great, absolutely great.
Actually, you know, they've only been around about. A lot of people don't realize this. The SBDCs have only been around about a little more than 25 years.
5 years, that's right.
You had one of the first ones, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Back in 1981. And that was back in the days when we didn't know whether we were going to have funding the next year, and we could only work certain hours, and we could only do certain things. And it's so much different now. I was there watching all the people that were there, and the depth of the knowledge that's there now is so much different than it was in 1981.
Well,
it's
you
great.
Guys, of course, you were still in high school when you started that, right?
Thank you.
But back then, I mean, you guys didn't know. There was a new idea. You guys didn't know whether you were washing or hanging out, did you?
That's true. And a lot of us were. I was a grad student. I was in the MBA program at Georgia State.
That story is so common. I don't know how many people I know who have come, you know, have been involved with the SBDCs who told the same story. In fact, you're the second person to tell me that this week.
Yeah. I mean, we were going through MBA school at that point. I mean, I had met a woman down there, and she said, come do this with us. And, you know, I had already had my business, and I was already in business at that point. And it was just something that I thought would be great to be able to help people, and I did. And we did some really phenomenal things for some business owners, and I think I talked a few business owners out of actually starting their businesses.
That's one of the things we do that I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and as part of that, and a little bit later from that, I don't know whether you know this, but I started the Women's Entrepreneurial Center. We did a grant with the YWCA here in Atlanta and yep. the Small Business Administration, and I taught 65 people for 9 months every Saturday morning to get into business. And I made them go through every single piece of the business planning process. And about 20 of them dropped out, which is good, because they realized that they didn't want to do
it. It wasn't for them.
Yeah.
That's not too bad of an attrition. Folks, now you know why when I talk about Ruth being such a great entrepreneur and why I encourage you to listen to what she has to say. you know, you didn't know, maybe you didn't know this before, but she's earned her bones. She's paid her dues, and that's the reason why I like to listen to what she has to say. Ruth, what we want to talk about today
is
what you call management horror stories, right?
Oh, yeah. They come out of my second book called The Ugly Truth About Managing People. And those the stories that some of the people tell, and a lot of these have been managers for many, many years, and all of a sudden something comes and bites them in the butt. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it was blindsided. I didn't see this coming. I could have prevented it. But, you know, they didn't. And so the issues that you have are things like, the biggest thing that happens is one of communications. And the ability to really think on your feet. You know, one of the things I talk about is that either you're going to be rational or emotional. And if you're emotional, you can't think rationally. And if you're thinking rationally, you're not emotional.
Well, that sounds like a conundrum, Ruth. And folks, you're going to have to wait for the next to the other side of this break to find out the answer to that question. And we'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ruth King is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back at 17 till. A little bit of Chicago for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, the archives of my show all the way back to 99. You can find thousands of archives laid out for you in categories, so you can find the thing you got on your mind and go to an archive that will help you with that. Listen to something that I've done with an expert on that topic. You can read thousands of articles, one at a time probably. You might probably want to do it one at a time, but they're all there for you, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. We send it to you on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We also have a blog that we update every weekday and lots of other stuff. And then our other website is askjim.biz. And we basically debuted it for the SBDCs this week and out here at this conference where I am in Denver. And they love this, the new askjim.biz site. And these are guys who know about what small business owners need, the kind of help that they need. And they love the site. And so, folks, I encourage you to go to askjim.biz and ask the questions that you have. We're going to give you the answers. We've got them right there. We've got the answers waiting on you. And it's a fun site because it works, and it gives you what you need, and it works very fast. So I encourage you to use it. And as you know, everything I have is free to you. Everything, of course, except books. If you want to buy a book, my book or Ruth's book or Ruth King's book or anybody else's, we ask you to pay for those, but everything else around here is free. If you can show up, if you can get here, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use our stuff to your advantage. Ruth King is our guest. She's our good friend. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and you got another book, Ruth. Tell us about that one.
The Ugly Truth About Managing People, which is...
That's the one we're working out of right now because we're talking about management horror stories. But, Ruth, I want you to give us your website, please.
It's www.ibusinesschannel.com.
And that's the new name of your company now, isn't it?
Right, yeah. We changed it from Business TV Channel because people will say, oh, what TV channel are you on? We're not. We're on the Internet. So we got rid of the word TV.
iBusinessChannel.com. Folks, check it out. Lots of videos. How many video archives you got there, Ruth?
Oh, gosh, probably close to 1,000 now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've been doing this since 2002, so a little over five and a half years now. So we have lots of archives, lots of things for small business owners, and it's all with experts who have walked the walk before they're talking the talk, and we've all been there.
Check it out when you get a chance. Ruth, we're talking about management horror stories, and you were telling us about some of the things that come up and, as you said, bite people in the backside when they least expect it. You know, I tell people that in small business, bad news is not the worst thing that can happen to you.
Probably it can be the best news that ever happened to you, too.
The worst thing that can happen is a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it's a good surprise, it might be something you just got lucky. You should have known about it.
Yeah.
You know?
There are.
Surprises are for birthdays. So how do we, what are some of these management horror stories?
All right, let me go back to the emotional versus rational for a second, because that leads into one of the stories, is that if you are emotional, one of my rules is never fire anybody when you're mad, upset, emotional, because things happen as a result of that. And if it's a good idea to fire somebody and it's the day before and you're just really mad or really upset about it, sleep on it, and if it's still the right thing to do the next morning, that's fine.
I think that's a good strategy for everything that I do. If I have time to sleep on decisions, I do.
Uh-huh.
Because they're so much more, everything's so much clearer the next day.
Yep. So, anyway, we had a situation where a manager of a company her boss was just pushing her. He wanted to see how far he could push her. And he routinely does this with his managers for a lot of good reasons, and I'll explain those in a second, because he wants to see what they're made of for all intents and purposes. But one day he just pushed her too far, and he called her into his office, and they were going to write her up about something that, from her perspective, who was very emotional, was absolutely ridiculous and petty, and she cursed at him and walked out of the room, and the boss and just stayed there, and she went back to her office crying her eyes out, saying that, you know, I'm going to be fired, I'm fired, and started packing up her office. And the next day she came in to finish packing up her office because she knew she was fired. I mean, you just don't curse at your boss. He walked into her office, he closed the door and said, "I pushed you too far." And from that point on, they had an absolutely wonderful communication capability between the two of them. Now, the boss was really good because even if he was shocked and he was upset, he waited until the next morning to get rid of the emotion, and he realized.
Well, he took some responsibility too.
Absolutely, but he didn't do it when he was emotional. He did it when it was rational. He realized what was going on, and he came in and apologized. I mean, she thought she was going to get fired because you just don't do that to a boss.
Yep.
And it was really a situation that calmer heads prevailed in the morning.
Yeah.
And they never had another problem.
Yeah. What's another story?
Oh, another story is a woman who, and let's do a guy one rather than a woman one. There's a guy who was bringing his pet to work. Now, a lot of companies now have pet policies where you can take your pets to work.
I don't have a pet policy.
I have one.
You know what?
And you've seen Max.
I don't have a pet policy. You know why? Because pets don't enter into it.
Yeah. But you've seen Max. You've been in our office.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, Max is our corporate dog. But anyway, this guy brought his pet to work, and the pet was obnoxious.
What kind of an animal was this?
I don't know, to tell you the honest truth. But we can talk about this when we
get back. On the other side of the break, folks, you don't want to miss the pet story. I guess I do have a pet policy, Ruth.
No pets.
No pets. 10 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blessingame. I like them, folks. I just don't want them in my office. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Her website is ibusinesschannel.com. I encourage you to check it out. She's got lots of great business video interviews that she's done with experts on a number of different topics. Her books are there, right, Ruth? We can find you all your books there.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Check that out, ibusinesschannel.com. We were talking about pets, and you know, I want to clarify something, Ruth. I don't want to sound like a big meanie here.
Okay.
I actually like pets that you own.
Yeah.
I love animals. Look, I grew up with animals, dogs, cats. I grew up on a farm. I've raised every kind of animal, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, basically. So it's not that I don't like animals. It's just that, you know, in my life, I don't want a pet, and I don't want a pet in my office. So an employee who wanted to bring his or her pet to work, that wouldn't work out in my office.
That's fine. I mean, there are some offices that are exactly like that there are other offices that are that are what we call pet friendly. I mean, I have one, and I know a lot of my colleagues don't.
Does that make me pet unfriendly? No, wait a minute. See, that sounds like I'm pet unfriendly.
No, you're not pet unfriendly. You just choose to have a working environment that's different than mine.
Yeah.
I have
that's
a
right.
lot of creatives around here. So it's a lot different than somebody who's in a, you know, dealing
with... Now,
wait
a minute. You get careful, Ruth. You're going to diss me again.
I'm not dissing you.
But it's, what you're saying, though, is that more and more people are going to have to make these decisions?
Yes, absolutely.
More people are wanting to bring their pets to work?
Uh-huh.
See, I swear, I promise you, folks, I don't get that.
I think some people treat their pets better than their kids, to tell you the honest truth.
Yeah, well, I know some people do that, but
yeah.
That's another story. So yeah. What happened with this pet story?
There was a woman who was afraid of the pet.
Do you know some customer? Some customers are too?
Yeah, probably so. And I'll tell you what we do in a second, but let me just tell you the story real quick. And she asked him to restrain the pet and just leave him in his office, which he absolutely refused to do. And
whoa.
And so this blew up. And finally, he actually blew up, and he had to take the pet and not bring the pet to work anymore. And unfortunately, he was generating a lot of revenue for the company, and they looked at it saying, well, he might leave, and that was not the right thing to do. It was like, this is the deal. If it's, somebody's afraid of it, somebody's allergic to it, you just don't bring the pets in. That's the rule.
Right.
And so he started a campaign with emails to all of the colleagues in the office.
No.
And saying, you know, please don't discriminate against me and with the pet and everything like that. Well, they finally just said, okay, here's the rule. Here's it. You're not bringing this pet unless A, B, C, and D happens. And he ended up complying with A, B, C, D finally, and the woman was okay. But the issue is if you have somebody who is allergic to a pet, obviously you can't bring pets into the office. If you have somebody who's afraid of a pet, you can't bring them in. And it's just something that has
well,
to be there.
Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, no, there's no question about it. But, you know, I guess maybe I'm, you know, I've been out of it or something. I didn't realize pets were an issue these days. But, no, I think that's an issue that people have to deal with. I do know people who take business owners who take pets to work. Like, I have one friend who takes birds to work.
Takes birds?
He has birds, parrots, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And some customers quit coming to his business because they didn't like the birds. They were afraid of the birds.
Yeah, well, then he should get rid of the birds. Did they
tell
him?
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't think he did. I think he got rid of the customers. Hey, I got time for one more horror story.
Okay, one more horror story.
I like the ones where women are involved.
Oh, you want the one who's women
involved?
I
like the women horror stories. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just teasing, folks. Just teasing. Go ahead,
this
Reed.
Is dissing me, right?
Yeah, I'm turning the tables on you a little bit.
There was a woman who was the first MBA on the plant floor of an auto, not GM, but the supplier to the auto companies. And she was dealing with all the union guys and everything along those lines. And one day she walked in at 3 in the morning, which was her shift, 3 to 11, and her 12 union guys were sitting around in her office. And she said, morning, guys. And they goes, you're now our boss. What should we do today? And she said, yeah, right, good joke. And it turned out she was.
Wow.
Yeah. And ended up actually being the only woman never to get written up as a grievance, and said, look, you guys have been here 20 plus years. You teach me, and I promise I'll help you and make this work. And they actually...
See, only a woman could do that, right, Ruth?
Yeah, absolutely. And she raised her hand and said, look, guys, you've been here a lot longer than I've been here. I've been here 2 weeks. Teach me, and I'll take care of you. And they started, and she worked 20 hours a day, but she got their respect, and they gave her theirs.
Yeah, well, that's a great story. Hey, Ruth, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, anytime.
It was good to see you this week.
Good to see you, too.
We'll do it again real soon. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, iBusinessChannel.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, at the ASBDC Conference.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.